This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And there's an early milestone today in part of the new tax law that aims at lifting up poor parts of the country. Today's the initial deadline for states to nominate opportunity zones, which will try to draw private investment, Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth reports.
Maybe you've heard this one before. Need to attract investors? Try low taxes. Steve Glickman of Economic Innovation Group helped design the new program, which offers capital gains incentives to invest in opportunity zones. Say you just made $1 million in the stock market.
If you roll over that capital into an opportunity fund, then you don't have to pay that tax for 9 years.
But wait, it gets better. Use that money to buy an abandoned warehouse, say, and turn it into condos. 10 years later, you can sell the building tax-free. The dream of the Opportunity Zone, Glickman says, is...
You've taken a bunch of communities in decline, and in 2027, those communities have seen big turnarounds.
The reality, says SUNY Albany professor Tim Weaver, is...
They just don't make much difference at all in terms of increased number of jobs or businesses or decreased levels of poverty.
Weaver says similar programs have been tried for nearly 40 years with little success. Yes, the people who built the condos make money, but the poor people the program was meant to help often don't. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.